You're listening to the audio production of Toward a Secret Sky by Heather McLean, published by Blink and read by Emily Ellett. Dedication. To my childhood heroes, librarians, docents of the public domain who regularly rescued me from my own small world and sent me on countless adventures. This is love, to fly toward a secret sky, to cause 100 veils to fall each moment. First to let go of life, finally to take a step without feet. Rumi. Chapter 1. I was okay until they started lowering my mom's casket into the ground. Up to that point, the whole funeral had felt like an out-of-body experience. I walked around inside my own thick-walled aquarium. My motions were slow, my thoughts bogged down. I knew I was on display, everyone craning their necks to catch the slightest ripple of my movement. The obituary in the paper that morning hadn't helped. Anna Hamilton, systems analyst for TA Inc., passed away in a freak accident on Tuesday night. She is preceded in death by her husband, Hugh, and is survived by her only daughter, Marin, age 17. Freak. It might as well have been my middle name. And everyone knew it wasn't an accident. I could hear the whispers of the people from her company at the funeral. I knew what they were saying. Their two loud whispers slithered through the air like a toxic smoke. Isn't she the one who found the body? Poor thing. What will she do now? She's a veritable orphan. I heard they're shipping her off to his parents in Scotland. It's a shame she's never met them. It's a shame she never met him. But I didn't care, because I was safe behind the glass. Nothing could get in and touch me, not even grief. Nothing, that is, until the screaming started. We were gathered around the jagged hole that meant to swallow the most important thing in my life. My father died before I was born. Well, on the day I was born, and my mother was all I had. We'd been inseparable. And now we were going to be separated forever. I couldn't think that way, though, or I'd climb into the ground with her. I was staring ahead, eyes unfocused, lost in the mournful symphony of the squeaking pulleys, when a sudden scream shattered everything, an unearthly, guttural wail unlike anything I'd ever heard before. For one horrifying moment, I believed it was actually coming from the grave, that it was my mom screaming. Before I could think anything else, I was shoved forward. I fell, and tiny blades of grass bit at my face. Shadows darkened the ground as thunder roared. I'd grown up in Missouri, so I knew that early spring storms frequently rolled in with no warning. They didn't bother me, you just ducked and covered. It wasn't until I raised my head and saw the priest running for his car, his robe flapping wildly around his ankles, that I started to get scared. By the time I got up, almost everyone was gone. All the handsome men from my mom's firm, clad in their dark suits, had disappeared, as if they'd been blown away. Someone grabbed my arm to lead me away from the open grave waiting to digest my mom's shiny white coffin, but I dug my heels into the ground. I didn't want to go. Who's going to protect her from the rain? I thought crazily. The mud is going to ruin her pretty blue dress. Not that I'd actually seen her in the dress. The manner in which she died demanded a closed casket. But I did pick the dress out of her closet. The screaming and the thunder continued. Someone lifted me, tried to drag me away from my mother. I fought them and clawed at their back with my hands. I wanted to run back to the coffin, open it up, and lie down next to my mom. It seemed perfectly reasonable at the time. I didn't want her to be alone. I didn't want to be alone. I leaned against the cool glass and studied the scenery as the outdated purple shuttle bus wound through the Scottish Highlands. The hills were broken up and sharp-looking. Prickly plants and crumbling rocks littered the ground. Huge pine trees rose to the sky like aliens.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?